This week, a hero fell in our ranks. The Army Air Force's Ace of Aces, Major Richard Ira Bong. Age 24, from Poplar, Wisconsin. A town you probably never heard of till a P-38 Lightning fighter blazed its name in white-hot lead across South Pacific skies. Poplar, Wisconsin, population 461, sent 64 of her sons to war. One of them was Richard Ira Bong, a stocky farm boy, who was first to crack Captain Eddie Rickenbacker's record of the last war. Dick Bong, a sandlot ball player who shot 40 enemy planes from the sky. Dick Bong, clear-eyed youngster with puffy red cheeks and turned-up nose, who was to become the Army Air Force's ranking ace of World War II. Tonight, Dick Bong is no longer with us. He leads a great formation of other brave airmen into the infinite. Flyers who gave their lives so that the Army Air Forces might spread strong, protective wings around the world. Perhaps the person most fitted to pay tribute to his achievement in this war is the man who attained a similar position in World War I, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. Here with us tonight is Captain Eddie in person.
In thinking of Major Richard Bong, I find it impossible to regard him in the narrow aspect of an individual. When I think of Dick as a friend who is no longer with us, he ceases to be just one man who died. Instead, he becomes every American whose road to war was a one-way street to the supreme sacrifice. And when I think of his mother, wife, and father, my heart goes out to them because, to me, they represent at this moment every American family that has helped to buy victory with the precious life of a father, husband, or son. You see, to me, Major Bong, like every American who has met his death in this war, is an example of the tragic and terrible price we must pay to maintain principles of human rights of greater value than life itself. We cannot mourn the death of one without mourning the death of all. Richard Bong, by virtue of his courage and skill as a flying fighter, attained a truly heroic stature that will remain an everlasting inspiration. But this gallant Army Air Force hero who wrote his name in the skies with blazing guns will also be remembered because he made his final contribution to aviation in the dangerous role of test pilot of an untried experimental plane, a deed that places him among the stout-hearted pioneers who gave their lives in man's conquest of sky and space.
Thank you, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker.